for Signature Homes and City to solo fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City.
You got to harness up, King. Harness up.
Oh, wow. Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist. You can find them in Essendon Street in Grovedale. The Saints are going to play finals. Right now they sit sixth on the ladder and would be playing Collingwood in an elimination final. But their rival could be the Bulldogs, depending on other results across the weekend. So the good thing is, though, no matter what happens, they won't have to worry about going across the Nullarbor for a clash against the West Coast Eagles. Talk to us about that performance.
It's almost if the GWS were blindfolded during that game, wasn't it?
They were handcuffed.
They've been handcuffed to a game style that they just can't execute, unfortunately.
Oh, I agree.
Domsey. Yeah.
It's painful, isn't it?
Let's talk about these two clubs. If somebody had said to you pre-season, Tom Lonergan, St Kilda are going to finish an elimination final, or start this, or make an elimination final at least, and the Giants were going to miss, you'd say, are you sure we're talking about the same two teams here?
Yeah. Now, it's mind-boggling, really, isn't it? It's amazing. There's something. Well, there's a couple of big stories. Obviously, the Saints making the finals for the first time in 9 years, and the grand finalists from last year not even making the finals. Now, with all the talent they have on their list, something, as we mentioned throughout the call and pregame, something's gone amiss there, and there's something culturally not right. Yep. I reckon it's you just can't have that much talent and perform like you did consistently throughout 2020. I know it's been tough and challenging and every team's gone through it. To me, they lack a bit of a thick underbelly. They've got no real resilience about them. Yeah. They're very young and immature. And I just feel as though there's something that's gone amiss with the leadership transition, the handover. I'm sure it'll all come out in due course. But, it's not that... I genuinely worry about where they're at. And I don't want to sort of sound hysterical, but it's you sort of wonder where they're at in terms of the premiership window. And I know they've got talent, but they've got so many of the same type of players, and I think they're going to have to be real aggressive and brave in this upcoming trade and free agency period, to whether you let go of a couple of similar players that you might have. I'm talking about your Jai Caldwell's, you got your Tom Green's, your Cal Ward's, your Cornelio's, your Hoppers, you can keep going, Tarantos.
Yep.
There's probably about 8 or 9 of the same type of player. Now, how many of those do you need? And clearly they're lacking a ruckman. I know Mummy's been good, but he can't win a premiership with Shane Mumford in the ruck.
No.
They need to get creative, whether they trade out a couple of those players, you know, those top-end draft picks, and try to get in a ruckman and maybe some support for Jeremy Cameron if he does stay. Maybe he won't after that performance. But, yeah, they've got some serious issues and they're going to have to get really brave and creative coming into this off-season.
Just on the Kerr's Eye stat sheet, after half-time, it was 28 inside 50s to 11.
Wow.
They didn't kick a goal in the second half, the Giants. It was just an absolute spifflication. For the game... I'll just get that up. Inside 50s, 48-33 in favour of the Saints. Most of those obviously in the second half. The Giants actually had 36 more marks. The Saints were plus 12 in clearances. They were also plus 9 in contested possession. They were plus 2 in tackles. Total disposals, 302 GWS, 257 St Kilda. Ross had 19. Steele had 19. 16 of those effective. 10 clearances for Steele, and he kicked 2 goals and laid 7 tackles.
Wow.
That's a pretty good game. Marshall, 17 touches, 6 marks, a kick to goal. Hunter Clark was good, went into the midfield, 16 touches. Caulfield, 15. Hill had 14, although he didn't have huge impact. Hanbury had 13. Patton did a number on Toby Green. He had 13 possessions to boot. Ben Long was good across half-back with 12. They all chipped in and did something and gave something to the team's effort. For the Giants, well, it's just a lot of individual stuff, I suppose. Whitfield had 28. He was worked hard. Cornelio, 23. Taranto had 19. Perryman, 18. Hopper had 18, but only 11 effective, and Kelly had 18. But in the end, it was just weighted numbers. 48 inside 50s to 33, including 28 to 11 after halftime.
Good work. Thank you for that, Benny. The Saints, so can they do any damage in the finals? Or is it elimination final win at best?
I think for them, you rely on so much of their small forwards to probably score. I just don't think Max King's quite ready to take a game part. Now, I might be wrong. We look back in 2000 and, what was it, 7, I think, when Buddy Franklin was only a young 21, 22-year-old.
Won the game over Adelaide.
Won the game over Adelaide. So, yeah, look, if he gets his chances one-on-one and finals is a different kettle of fish, defenders get a bit nervous, he might be able to come out and play a big game. But I just really think it's just a bit sort of inexperienced throughout that forward half, especially with their big guys. So I wouldn't, if they could win a final, they've done exceptionally well, but I couldn't see them beating a Collingwood or probably a West Coast Eagles at this point.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essendon Street and Grovedale, the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup, Canelio versus Steele. I think there was a clear winner of that. Even though Canelio had a bit of the footy, Jack Steele's influence probably greater on the contest.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, King. Stephen Canelio's cast mentioned 23 disposals, 61% disposal efficiency. So he kicks a lot on his left foot. I don't know why he's doing that, but he's certainly got a bit of work to do in the off season. And Jack Steele, 19 touches, 2 goals, and 84% disposal efficiency. And a lot of those possessions came in the offensive half, as that's where you want him as a midfielder. So I'd say Jack Steele won that hands down.
Thank you for that. Good work by you, Doms. GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. It looks like we're not going to be able to get down into the Saints rooms, unfortunately. Geelong Marine World, though, bringing us our players' post-match comments. Cruising, fishing, all fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World, Port Arlington Road in Moorlap. Got some wonderful boats there. Drive past it every day and have seen some absolute crackers. So if you want to get out on the water, especially as we get into the warmer weather, feel free to drop into Geelong Marine World. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We'll take a break, come back and wrap things up. We'll have a quick look at the Kerr's highest stats. Dombsey's going to give us our steamatic standout, the Hamlin Hanger, the goal of the day for APCO service stations, and then we'll look ahead to Sunday's action, Sydney and Geelong, our next game for broadcast. Thanks to Warralili, the community where great things are happening. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
The Signature Homes and City to Solar fifth quarter.